Jordan Palmer says he can't believe it's happening in his hometown.
It's hard to believe. It's hard to digest that it happened here at places we go to all the time.
Israel says it briefly entered Gaza ahead of a possible ground invasion there. CBS's Tina Kraus is in Tel Aviv.
The military says the raid was to prepare the battlefield before an expected ground invasion to root out terrorists. In the meantime, the airstrikes continue.
And Mike Johnson's got a tough few weeks ahead as House Speaker, but the White House says President Biden plans to work with him on a new spending bill. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We want to move forward on making sure that we get the work done on behalf of the American people. The president is willing to do that in a good faith fashion, as we have been able to do that on many bipartisan laws now.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years took another step Wednesday. A state Senate committee took testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The deal passed the assembly last week. Republican Dewey Strobel chairs the committee. He hopes to have enough votes to pass it in time for the Senate to pass it in November. Another school in the Universities of Wisconsin system is cutting jobs. The UW-Platteville campus announced Tuesday they will eliminate over 100 positions on the campus. The school is facing an over $9 million structural deficit. About 60 people are going to be laid off, while officials plan to cut 31 open positions on the campus. The campus joins UW-Oshkosh in laying off workers amid budget cuts. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows around 53. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles per hour. 57 tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hello? Hello, hello. Good for you. Who did you say had a terrible rear end today? Oh my God. I'm so sorry, Lizzie. Oh, my God. Well, yep. Yep, I'll lead in with it. Yep. Okay, I got you. Yeah, we'll do the booze, and then I have some Ghostbuster theme to take us into the beginning. This is going to be great. That's okay. I'm going to do that tomorrow. I ended up doing... you should just take a little listen. It went a little crazy. It was good. I did some theology talk that needed to be done about why Van Orden is where he is. I couldn't do that, but we should get together, yeah. Essentially, yeah. All right, minute and a half. Yes. Hey, Maggie.
Yeah, hey, Anya.
Hey, I just had a quick question for you before the show, you know?
What's up?
We're getting really close to Halloween. In fact, the next time I see you, it'll be after Halloween, won't it? Is there anything you're really scared of?
Let me see here.
You're just so brave and, you know, tall and, you know, not scared of anything. But what about goblins or things that go bump in the night? Or what about ghosts?
Yeah.
I hear something.
What is it?
Did you hear that? There's like some...
But you're going to see this group looking...
What's that noise?
...like a well-oiled machine.
Oh, dear God.
What is that? Hold on. Oh, my.
Oh!
Those sound like ghosts. Is there anything we can do, Maggie?
God. What is that? That's the sound of the GOP celebrating Speaker Johnson?
It sounds like that.
I'm scared of
me.
That.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
Is there something weird and it don't look good? Who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Everybody, it's the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and you heard it here first. The one thing I am afraid of is Speaker Mike Johnson. Yikes! I you know, today began as a beautiful fall Wisconsin day, Anya. I looked out my bedroom window. I saw the brightest, most beautiful sort of fall yellow color. The tree still was fully yellow with leaves from top to bottom. They'll all be gone in a couple days. Took the dog for a walk. Beautiful leaves, beautiful colors. It's the urban, you know, like there's just one layer of fallen leaves on everything. It's a little damp, smells so good. And it was so unseasonably warm today. A beautiful morning for a little walk with the dog. And as I was coming around the corner and enjoying living in a city and how close everything is and how lucky I am and all the parks around us, I then remembered that the GOP elected Mike Johnson of Louisiana as their speaker yesterday, and all of that bliss, yes, just went poof. It was just a mirage, all of my fall bliss.
Perhaps that bliss was but a ghost the whole time.
Indeed. Woo! it's so spooky. I make light. It's not a really great day for America. Literally, one side just wore the other side down. Right. Just, oh, we can't take the shame and embarrassment anymore. Fine, this guy. Half of them didn't even know who this dude was. He's effectively a backbencher, basically hasn't ever authored any legislation that's gotten passed, has adopted, and I might talk about it today. I'm not sure. Might talk about some of the things that he's done, including the election denialism and thus and such. But like, just forget about all that. He's a backbencher. He's been there for 7 years, which is an incredibly short period of time before someone becomes speaker. He's never really had any legislation passed. He's got some pretty wackadoo out there beliefs. And he's never managed any sort of sizable staff. I mean, these sorts of congressional reps have maybe a staff of 10. He now has to manage 800 people. A divided party and a looming government shutdown. And I haven't even talked about his policy positions yet. So, yeah, that was a little scary. But I do want to really take a moment. I always feel so blessed in the fall in Wisconsin. What great fun it is to live here in the fall. It is so beautiful. Anywhere you go, you can live in the heart of Milwaukee. And within a few blocks, you can find yourself at a beautiful Milwaukee County Park, and you can see the fall colors change. It is one of the things that makes Milwaukee really special, and it makes the entire state special. I know everybody probably has a favorite place to just try to take a minute in the fall. And if you don't, go find one, because it's a good time to really take a breath. I might get to Mike Johnson's record today, but there were so many other like fun, positive things that were happening that I just, let's talk about that, especially because it's kind of, we're close enough to Halloween that we can talk reasonably about this. And I was reminded how much of Milwaukee is steeped in sort of ghost story tradition. Many of you may be aware that I broadcast from a little known location off of Brady Street because I could never make it to downtown Waukesha in time to do the show ever because of my day job. So small location off of Brady Street, and I was at a spot right off of Brady Street before the show talking to the bartender, and he reminded me that in Regano's Roman Coin, a Pabst Tide House on Brady Street, which I believe was built in like 1890. It was 18 something. I mean, think about that for a minute. Well, of course that place is going to have spirits. But anyways, the bartender shared with me that the building that Regano's Roman Coin is in has from time to time had a little bit of hauntings. For example, one of the other bartenders used to live upstairs in the unit above the bar. Her partner left for the day, went down the stairs and out the door. Soon after that, she heard footsteps coming up the stairs, and she was standing right by the door, and she was going to open it up and say, "Hi, well, honey, what did you forget?" And she went ahead and opened up the door, but there was no one there. same bartender I was talking to tonight said, just this evening, he came in, keyed open the door, walked fully into the bar, and had forgotten to turn off the alarm. And the alarm didn't go off. And when this idea popped into his head, he put eyeballs on where the alarm pad sits in the bar, and then it went off. I love stuff like this. It's so fantastic. Milwaukee, there's a little bar over in the Walker's Point area called Shakers. The guy that owns that joint literally knows every ghost story that Milwaukee has to offer, and we have a bunch of them. But perhaps what got me through a bit of my melancholia earlier today was the fact that not only does Milwaukee have these beautiful colors, not only do we have all these fabulous ghost stories, we have some great haunted theaters, and the entire state of Wisconsin does. And it occurred to me that, you know, haunted theaters are the stuff of mythic legend, right? Like Andrew Lloyd Webber's Phantom of the Opera is about a haunted theater. And it occurred to me, I think some of you may know that I played classical and all different kinds of violin for many years. And when I was in high school, I was lucky enough with the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra to play in Carnegie Hall. So being in theaters, I've also done a wee bit of the acting, you know, go figure. And theaters, it would seem to be totally obvious that when you have, especially older theaters, you've got people that for so many nights go out there and give their emotional sort of vulnerable, spill it all out guts. And the people that are watching the actor or the dancer or the musician, they're all, then the people out there in the audience give that back. Of course, places with that kind of energy, right, would maybe be a wee haunted, a wee touched by the spirits. So all of this, I tried to get it out of my bad mood this morning. And all of that made me smile a bit. And what really made me smile is that in the second half of this show, speaking of theaters and orchestras and musicians and the Phantom of the Opera, the Pink Floyd slash the Who's Tommy plus Andrew Lloyd Webber, the musical director for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is going to join Anya and I live on air in the second half of the Maggie Dawn Show. I've got so many questions. I was so pumped when I saw this come across our communication stream, Anya. I thought, I want to talk to this musical director who's also a founding member. I mean, just an incredibly successful and interesting orchestra, right? So much to talk about in the second half. What's you have something that you especially want me to ask him, and I have made note of that. We're not going to spill the beans now, but I thought it was such a great question, and his answer was so lovely, and you reminded me of it. So we're going to spend some time. We're going to spend the entire second half of the show listening to some TSO and talking to their musical director. All right. Now, with all that positivity, I have to turn the page and talk about, you know, the issue at hand. So we have a new Speaker of the House of Representatives. In my opinion, they all just caved because, again, they were too embarrassed. They were too tired to bear it any longer. So they picked a dude that nobody really knows until we start to know him, right? Oh, to know him is not to love him. I'm going to share some of the things that I found the most troubling. And Anya's found some sound for us of the new speaker talking. And just in case you didn't know what the scary thing was at the top of the show, or two things. That was Mike Johnson saying, like, we're going to get her done, basically. That in and of itself is very scary. The second bit of sound you heard was a posse of GOP hard right House members booing when an ABC reporter had the audacity to ask Mike Johnson if Joseph R. Biden was the duly elected president of the United States, and they wouldn't answer. My newly minted Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, would not answer. That's why I was a little scared today. A little scared. Anyways, I'm Maggie Dawn. She's Anya Esther. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, everybody. Baby, you better call Ghostbusters.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's a massive matchup in Madison against Ohio State. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. She's Anya Esther, and you are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you want to join us for this segment before the bottom of the hour, 844-967-2789. We were doing a momentary reflection on all the wonderfulness of Wisconsin in the fall and the holiday season. But we had to face the very scary reality that Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana is now the Speaker of the House. Oh, dear. It's really that bad. So the man has basically no relevant experience. I mean, nearly one of the most substantively, forget his policy positions, but like substantively in terms of the management skills of being the Speaker of the House, substantively is probably one of the least qualified members of Congress. Has never held a leadership position, has never chaired a committee. Okay. So, if you haven't yet seen a picture of Speaker Mike Johnson, you should pull one up. Not while you're driving, don't do this now, but you can look at him. And he looks like Beaver Cleaver, right? He looks like, this guy, how bad can this guy be? And indeed, that's kind of how he's gotten by for a while. And so everybody has sort of whimsically referred to him as Jim Jordan with a suit coat on and less of a sneer. But I would argue that the guy's more dangerous. Because unlike Jim Jordan, most people had no idea who he was. I would argue that when the vote went down, there were many Republicans in that room that didn't know how extreme this guy is. So very briefly, he basically ran a high-pressure campaign to get 125 of his House colleagues to sign onto an amicus brief challenging the election results in Arizona and Pennsylvania on completely garbage grounds. The guy is a lawyer. He's fairly well read in constitutional matters. And he basically leaned on people. Many of them complained later when the suit was booted by the Supreme Court for having a lack of standing. After the case was tossed out, and this stuff to me is really interesting because, you know, I'm the nerdy lawyer. So after this case was tossed out, where he basically strong-armed a bunch of his colleagues into signing on to this friend of the court or amicus brief, he was asked in a New Yorker interview why he thought Trump's legal team had basically failed in every case they brought to challenge the election outcomes. They did it in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia, and Arizona. Many of you know I had to deal with some of that in my day job. And in every one of those states and cases, almost without exception, there were a couple where some small technical elements of what were things that were complained about were said by the court to be like, yep, but that should be done differently. But no case, not a single claim, nothing ever reversed a vote or threw out a vote or found that things had any level of systemic or organized or intentional fraud. None of it. Zero. Batted zero. Okay. So he gets asked by the New Yorker, why is it that Trump lost on everything that mattered about this? And here's what his answer was. It appears that some of the larger law firms that might have been lined up early on backed out. And then Rudy Giuliani was in charge. I just don't think their army of lawyers was large enough. Leave it to a lawyer to be like, hey, why'd you lose that case? Was it because the argument was bogus and you had no facts to support it? No, there just weren't enough lawyers. Thank you, Speaker Johnson, for that searing insight. The guy's an election denialist. I'm sure lots of the other wonderful hosts on Civic Media will talk about the election denialism, the tweets, all of it. But I wanted to point that little part out because, wow. No, it's they didn't have enough lawyers. Nothing about the merits. I mean, he just said the quiet part out loud there, didn't he? Nothing about the facts, nothing about the law. Anya, if you've got that sound of him going completely bananas about a woman's right, let's just roll that. That and this are part of what really bother me about this guy.
Roe v. Wade gave constitutional cover to the elective killing of unborn children in America, period. You think about the implications of that on the economy. We're all struggling here to cover the bases of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and all the rest. If we had all those able-bodied workers in the economy, we wouldn't be going upside down and toppling over like this. Listen,
the gentleman,
I will not yield. I will not. Roe was a terrible corruption of America's constitutional jurisprudence. Roe v. Wade gave...
Let me recap. There's no gray area. It's his set of religious beliefs or the highway, though we live in a secular democracy. And oh, by the way, why you want to force women to have babies? Yeah, that's so that we can like stick them on the factory line so that they can produce.
That reminds me of a hilarious homemade billboard I used to see when I would drive from Milwaukee back to Wausau, my hometown. It was like a little wagon up on a hill on the side of a field, and it had been written in letters and it said, 45 million aborted babies who will never, what? What do you think? Who will never what? 45 million who will never
pay taxes?
Who will never pay Social Security. That's what it said for 8 years. And now it just says, let's go, Brandon. So.
Well, it's good to see that the thinking has evolved. Much more nuanced, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Very warm and fuzzy. Oh, yeah. Here's another probably lesser known fact that I am going to bet nobody on this network has yet pointed out. This guy, during the Trump presidency, you remember when Nancy Pelosi ripped up her copy of his State of the Union speech? Yeah. This guy made an argument that it was a crime, a felony, and then she needed to be criminally prosecuted. You know, well balanced. Oh, before we go to break. Also, basically anti anything that's LGBTQIA+, and thinks gay marriage, just like abortion, is an abomination. That's your Speaker of the House of Representatives, election denier, insurrectionist, equal rights for all, except, you know, if you're different than that guy. I'm Maggie Dawn. When we come back, the musical director.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks. Authorities in Maine are still looking for the shooter who killed 18 people and injured 13 others in Lewiston. CBS's Bradley Blackburn is there talking to residents.
My thoughts and prayers are to my town, and I can't believe that somebody could do this.
Worried with this suspect still out on the loose.
I'm absolutely.